We are back. This part of the show is not going to be about injury sustained.
No, but we're talking about during builders. The break. Drinking coffee. That's a good thing.
Instead, we're going to talk about the trending high capacity 380. We'll talk about that here momentarily. Now, is this a round that Tim likes over at Tri-County Roofing?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
That's probably why he's sponsoring this segment of the show.
This is his segment, and I thought about him when I was writing the show because I was literally drawing a blank. I was like, you know what? I'm stuck. And finally, at like 9:30 last night, it hit me, and I'm like, ah, there we go. Yeah. I hate to draw a blank because then I got to ask Jake for help.
And
you don't want to.
He holds it over your head. Oh, never lets you hear the end of it.
How'd the show go, Dad? You know, it's like, yeah. Well, anyways, Tri-County Roofing
with the weather changing. Oh, as we start to get these warm days, they're getting people calling. They're coming out of the woodwork.
Yep.
Get yourself on the list. Get those bids in. Have them come out. Get, you know, bid a job for you. If you are in any way in charge for like your school or church or office, boy, they really specialize in those flat roofs. But they do shingle roofs too, and they do fantastic work.
They do, and very, very busy. I've spoke with them several times this week. Saw the whole family actually because Tim and his son Dalton. We're both in a poonchki eating contest on Fat Tuesday.
Ah, that's right.
And it was great.
How'd they do?
They did good. Dalton came in third.
Oh, man.
He was kicking butt and taking names.
Well, young guy, big metabolism. Of course, his dad still, too. But
Dad did good. They were close. They
can pack it away.
I think Tim was a close fourth.
Okay.
But they didn't win. The guy that won was ridiculous. This guy came in, fired up, and
how many put away?
Tim sponsored. You get six poonchkis, you got to eat them in 3 minutes.
Okay.
It's hard to eat one poonchki in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
This guy, they had Lee Allen, who ran it, had to open up a box of poonchkis to give him a seventh, and he pounded it down.
Oh, man.
So we have never seen that in one of our events where Jake started us in 2018.
I know, I remember.
And it's just been a blast ever since. Well, and it's all to raise money for the Christmas decorations in downtown Flushing.
Right.
So hats off to Tim and Tri-County Roofing for sponsoring that. We appreciate it so much. But our ringer came from Legacy Mortgage, other good friends of ours and support.
Does he work the poonchki eating circuit?
He is we'll just call him a ringer. This guy come in dressed like Rocky, red, white, and blue.
Had the robe
almost
on.
Like Apollo Creed.
Yes.
Had a headband on.
Yes.
Tank top, and it was fairly chilly on Fat Tuesday.
Led in by the lovely ring girls.
He had to have music playing. You know what he
walk up music.
Well, he won last year too, but I missed last year, so I wasn't at it.
Right.
I remember seeing the video, but I didn't know him.
Uh-huh.
So I had to introduce myself, and I said, "He goes, are you part of the competition?" I was like, "No, no, I know better."
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But and then he just pounded seven of them down in 3 minutes. I was amazed. Dalton did really good, and
what did he get through?
He got 4.5.
Uh-huh.
So he did good. That's respectable. A lot of people only get 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And like the mayor will do 1. And like we had Pat and AJ out there one time, and Pat at like 1.5 from Cars 108. Because it's hard to eat them. And he got stuck with a prune right off the bat. Powdered sugar prune one. The easier ones to eat are the ones that are glazed. But anyways, enough talk about donuts. Because now we're in Lent. So
that's Fat Tuesday thing. Yeah, now you got to be good.
Now you got to put it behind you for 40 days. So
get over to the Flushing Inn, do some fish and chips.
Oh, man.
Their fish and chips
were
really good.
It was good last night. I'm telling you what, Friday night that's my place to go for fish and chips. So
you can eat on Fridays.
It's so good. So Tri-County Roofing, 810-732-7740. Tim, Melinda, Bill, the whole team, and Dalton, of course. Wonderful folks. Get a hold of them. You can link to them right from my website, thegss.com. And if you need a warm introduction, just let me know. You can email me at shooter@thegss.com. And Tim even had his dad and his sister there from California.
Oh, wow.
So it was a family affair. It was really nice. But a great group of people. It was a whole bunch of gun folks were in the crowd, too. We were all laughing and talking, and we had good gun discussions before the poonchki eating began.
Well, this concludes segment 2 here of the Gunsmith Show.
Yeah. Now, listen, there is a strong push for broader acceptance of the 380 ACP.
Why is that? Why do we have to push more broadly for acceptance of the 380?
Like
why is it important?
USCCA is pushing that it's not adequate. Well, what? It's not adequate if you use inadequate ammo. But to me,
why is there a push though? I mean, what does it matter if the 380 is?
Because we're looking, because the listening audience is getting older. Every day we get older, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We were talking about this in the break as well.
We're looking for a little bit lighter recoil.
So it doesn't recoil as bad if it's in a bigger weapon.
If it's in a bigger weapon.
They used to be in tiny weapons. So everybody think this is a
pocket pistol.
This is a little pop gun for the ladies.
Yeah, and they were like the vest pistols that you'd see them out. And, you know, the guy with the thin mustache would shoot a bad guy.
One step up from a Derringer.
Exactly.
A little one shot 22.
They held about six rounds.
Okay.
And now I
see. But it's changing.
But and what's changing is now we're seeing 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 round guns in this ammo, which makes for a good mild home defense gun, meaning mild
defense.
The bullet isn't going to go through six walls.
Gotcha.
Okay. It's not overpowering, but it is still a 9mm short.
Because once you shoot it,
used it for years.
That bullet is yours wherever it goes once you've pulled the trigger.
Yep. Now, it is certainly trending because what I'm seeing is literally like 15 high-capacity 9mm. Now, it's not brand new. Beretta came out with these in like the early 70s, the Model 83s, I believe they were called. Beautiful guns. And in high, they came in single stack and double stack, meaning you could get 8 rounds in it or you could get 13 rounds in it. Well, now we are seeing them, like I said, up to 15 plus 1. So now, so if a 9mm is a little too much for you, the 380 might be your choice. Now, and literally dozens of these 380s are on the market. You have a plethora of them to choose from. Your choices, you can start with a $100 9mm in a... Or a $100 380 in a high point. It's a giant, heavy gun that doesn't recoil hardly at all. And honestly, I got a buddy that's got one, and I shot it, and I was impressed. I was literally impressed with a high point, something so crude that a lot of us call ship anchors. And then if you run out of ammunition, you could certainly club everybody to death with it because it's a heavy gun. But in that 380, even in the 380 carbine, it's fun to shoot. There's no recoil because the weight of the gun is so much. Now, you can start there if you want to, or you can go all the way up to the highest end that I found is in the Beretta 80X. And beautiful gun. Fancy. Got all the bells and whistles. But you're looking at about $750. So in that mix, between those two prices, that's up a $550 or $600 price difference in there. So that's a big price difference. So they're usually profiled, like Dan said, into a pocket pistol and sometimes considered hard to control. I've actually listened to a team of gun salesmen at a gun shop up in Bay City I was shocked when I heard it. They're sitting there telling customers, everybody that walked in door, because I was in there for quite some time, everybody that walked in the door that was asking for a 380, they said, well, you don't want that. It kicks harder than a 9mm. And I said, no, it doesn't. And they go, oh, yes, it does. I go, no, it doesn't. They said, well, you know, we know. I said, but a 380 doesn't kick more. It's the platform you're shooting it from. So if you shoot it from a larger gun, it's comfortable. But in those little tiny guns, they actually can be painful to shoot. And sometimes they'll pinch your skin when they recoil. And
is it a function of weight? Then so because the less the gun weighs,
the amount of gun you hold in your hand disperses that load against your hand.
Sure.
But if it's only 2.5 inches tall, it's going to hit and it's going to hurt your thumb a little
smaller
bit.
Smaller surface area that it hits.
Yeah. Right. And so the bigger the gun, the easier it is to control. Now
that's going to be weight too, because the more mass, the more it'll displace. But also, the point of impact.
Yep. It's all inertia and all that stuff. So now, Glock did this a long, long time ago. They introduced the Glock 28. It's a same size as a Glock 19, but it shoots 380s. It was the police force gun for like Hungary, and they made thousands of them for them. But it was never, the 28 was one of those infamous numbers that you could not get in the United States because they didn't offer it here. So we never saw them. Then all of a sudden they started popping up. Now you can go to the stores. Some stores have them in stock. Williams has some in stock, new, none used. And I've started to see them in auction sites around the country too. The 28 is a nice size Glock that would kick less than a 9mm, but still have high capacity. So 16 rounds in the palm of your hand. Now, but to hear that store in Bay City claim that the 380 kicks like a mule compared to a 9mm, I was like, you're so far off base. But I get into enough gun
shops. Well, I mean,
shops.
If it's the wrong gun, yeah, then it would. So they're right in the sense that what they're shooting kicks.
Yeah, but they needed to be more clear to the customer.
Yeah.
You know, to be, they needed to clarify, because I hate, you know, it'd be like saying.
This is why the number of rounds matters too, because if it's six rounds, it's limited to six rounds because the handle's so much smaller.
It's so small, right? Yeah.
Compared to bigger, so if you got a bigger handle, which displaces the kick,
and gets,
you can get more rounds in.
You have better control because all your fingers are wrapped around it. Where that Glock 19
It's like capping the bottle cap on the bat. You can't. You try and get your last. You know, you're doing the bottle cap.
Oh yeah, yeah. Trying to get. You're trying to win.
Picking teams or whatever.
Yep. Exactly.
Gotcha.
And you want to have a comfortable gun to shoot. So, and that's why there's so many used guns on the market, because people get guns and they don't want them. It wasn't as comfortable as I thought to shoot.
Because
so
it's important to
it.
Be comfortable when you're shooting it.
And I go through a lot of guns because I'm trying them out all the time. I want to know what this one's like and that one's like. I should rent more guns, but I don't. I buy them and try them. So now the 380, can be a very, very good gun to shoot. And in the next segment, we're going to discuss compare and contrast to a 9mm, which is important. But what I want to say is with these bigger guns, the number one selling 380 on the market right now is the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard. I think it's a Bodyguard 2.0. It's an easy platform. They're beautiful. They fit the hand like a glove. They're still small, but they have high capacity. But to be honest, the Glock 28 impresses the heck out of me. If you can get into the Smith & Wessons, into the Performance Center 2.0, winning platform all the way around. But Springfield Hellcat also has a 14+1, I believe, 380 Hellcat. Great feeling gun. Another one of those guns that ergonomically just fits. The Beretta ADX is, for being 50 years old in design, they've refined it now and souped it up to make it look like the new Corvettes, you know, really cool. The Ruger LCP Max is great. The Bursa Thunder's old school, but it works. Gerson has, I've talked about this one a few times in the past couple of years, the MC14T, outstanding gun. It matches that Beretta. But SIG has the 365. Ruger also has the Security 380. And TSAS has the Fatih, F-A-T-I-H. It is fabulous. And the one that impressed me the most, I want to go check out. I'm trying to find one locally. It's the Taurus 58, 15+1. Solid looking gun. It looks like a smaller Beretta, or like a 92. So very good looking gun. Go find the one that's right for you, but look for 10 or more capacity since you have that larger platform in your hand. Make it more comfortable. We're going to compare and contrast the 380 to the 9mm in the next segment.
When we come back with the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.